I love saying that, you know, because for years I was one of the children's ministers, and I'd come up after church, after I, you know, was teaching your kids, and everybody would go, "Oh, you missed it. Oh, you missed it." So I was like, I love saying that. But anyway, last week, if you weren't here, we talked about why people go to summer school. And I went to summer school twice. One, I had to, but let me tell you this: the first time I went to summer school. I was going into eighth grade. How old are you when you go into eighth grade? 13, 14? Okay. So I was going into eighth grade, and you all know I have a twin brother, and my twin brother had to go to summer school because he flunked a class. And so did Gary, who lived up the street from us, who is so cute, you know, when you're 13, just so cute. So I thought, wow, they have to go to summer school. And my two best friends who lived in my neighborhood, which my neighborhood was like the full extent of Weldon Avenue here, all these houses. So my two best friends were going to be gone for most of the summer. And I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything to do. So I signed up to go to summer school. Not because I flunked, but I signed up. Really, I thought, and by the way, we walked to school about 2 miles. Y'all got it easy. So I signed up because I figured I could walk with my brother Johnny and Gary. They would let me walk with them, and it, you know, it'd be so cute. Was I wrong? They just blew me off. I mean, they didn't even talk to me. So anyway, so I signed up for summer school, and I decide to take Intro to Spanish, okay? And I go there for the first day, and there's this... Just don't judge me until I finish the whole sentence. There's this very good-looking young man who is a Catholic priest who just finished seminary, and he's from Spain. And the class was a blast. We really had a lot of fun until he gave homework assignments. And then I was like, this is not fun. What did I do? Besides, Gary and Jack, my brother, aren't even going to talk to me. So, title of our message is ready. Here we go. You have been given an assignment. You have a God-given assignment. You have an assignment. You have a God-given assignment, all right? Now, I don't know if you know this, but if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have an assignment. Everybody, tell the person next to him, you have an assignment. Yeah, you have an assignment, okay? And maybe you're just thinking, well, I do this and I do there, I go here, I'm a student. And you think those are not your assignment? But listen, guys, you have an assignment from the Lord, right? And they are not just things that you do, all right? So the things that you do every day, the everyday things, the everyday or the seasonal things, okay? Those are things that God has for you to do to train you. Everybody say train. How many of you training your kids in the way they should go? Well, God is your father, and he uses all those things to train us in our assignment. All righty. So if you're taking notes, I think we should get a different definition of what assignment is. So this is Webster's definition of assignment. Here we go. Ready? A task or a piece of work assigned to someone as part of a job or course of study. Example, a homework assignment. All right. So as I was preparing for this, I was thinking, you know, it's been a few decades since I went to school. So I started asking kids, this generation, hey, what do you like about school? What don't you like? And, you know, pretty much everybody likes school because of friends. Maybe they liked lunch, not necessarily the food, okay? But you know what everybody said that they didn't like? You ready? They didn't like the homework, all right? They didn't like the homework assignments. How many of you didn't like the homework assignments? Okay. The rest of you, what were you doing, all right? And then we didn't like tests, right? All right. So God has given each one of you an assignment while your feet are on the planet. While you're still here, you have an assignment, okay? So, but here's my main idea. If you're taking notes, write this down. Here we go. Our lives have assignments that we are meant to finish. Our lives have assignments that we are meant to finish. We alone are to finish. Your mama doesn't do your assignment, okay? You have an assignment that we are supposed to, that you're supposed to finish, all right? So, and you know, I can prove it. See this book here? It's called the Book of Life. This Book of Life will talk to you and walk you through the school of life. It has all sorts of things, all right? So I'm going to give you a scripture to back up my main idea. So open up your Bibles to Acts 20, Acts 20. Acts 20, verse 24. All right, here we go. Acts 20, verse 24. But life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned. Assignment, right? Unless I use it for doing the assignment, work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus. Now watch what our assignment is. Ready? Because some of you are like, well, what's my assignment? What's my assignment? Here it goes. The work of telling others the good news about God's mighty kindness and love. The work of telling others. That's our assignment. Alrighty. So, every one of you has an assignment, and that is your assignment. So here's the thing. Yeah, but, anybody start your sentences with the Lord? Yeah, but you know, but God, I'm kind of quiet. Yeah, God, but I'm a little bold. Oh, God, you know, I'm kind of the in-between, and, you know, God, I don't have this gift, and they have this gift, but God. All those things about you that you think are not, all those things about you, God uses in your assignment. The way he created you, he uses in your assignment. Now, we just read Acts 20, and guess who wrote Acts 20? The Apostle Paul. Okay, the Apostle Paul, and Paul knew about his assignment. Paul knew about his assignment when he was writing this. Now, but first, Paul was Saul, and Saul, okay, Saul, that's what his name was before he became Paul, but Saul, he's running around being mean. He's persecuting the church. Oh, no. If he found out you were a Christian, he'd go in with his paperwork and permission slips, grab you out, throw you in jail, and many times you were killed. He was persecuting the church, okay? So that's Saul, all righty? All right, and then all of a sudden he has a moment. A moment with God. Okay, we call it the Damascus journey, right? He has this moment where God captures his heart, captures his life, and he is totally changed, and he's given his assignment. He has this moment with the Lord, and he's totally changed, and he's given this assignment, okay? So, what was his assignment? One, he was to go and teach the Word of God. That was his assignment. He knew his assignment. He had this thing with God. He has it. So he's to go and teach the Word of God. And then the second part was to establish churches wherever he went. That was part two of his assignment. And the reason why is, well, I'm going to teach people the Word of God so that they'll know their message and they'll go tell others. That's what church does. All right? So he knew his assignment. All righty? Now, what do... Okay, so you look at Paul's life. He had some big bumps, even after he became Paul, all right? I mean, shipwrecked and beat and all that stuff. But listen to this. God uses all of those things that we walk through to prepare us, to provide, and produce powerful evidence that there is a God that I'm going to tell you about. So all of your bumps and things that you go through in your God's going to use, all right? You know, sometimes we say, but God, I have been through too much. Anybody could say that to God? Listen, some days, like, God, I have been too much. God, you have the wrong person for an assignment. Go talk to her, okay? Now, but here, and listen, and maybe you're like, well, God, I figured out my assignment, and I've been doing so good. Whether you don't know your assignment, you didn't feel like doing your assignment, or you've been doing your assignment, either way, God is going to walk you through, all right? He's going to be with you. He has a plan. What's Jeremiah 29:11? Ready? All right. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans that are good and not a disaster. Plans to prosper you. So, guys, God has a plan for you. He gives you an assignment and he has a plan. All righty? So, Pastor D, what are some of these assignments? I'm so glad you asked. Let me tell you. How many of you are students? certain. Raise your hand.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Guess what your assignment is? School, right? To study and show yourself approved and do good. Do your best, okay? Students, that's your assignment. How about this? How many of you are married? That husband and wife is your assignment. Tell them you're my assignment, baby. Yep, all right. So, how you doing on your marriage assignment? Are you, how about this? Are you digging into this to find out how to do it? Yeah, all right. How many of you are parents? Those kids are your assignment. Right, those kids are assignment, okay? And those in the assignment you have, the instructions are in here, all right? Train up your kid in the way they'll go, all right? And by the way, I was talking this past month, every day I read a proverb. I just had a blast, and I remembered that is such a good way to start with your middle school and high school kids. Just go through Proverbs. Number one, it's the Word of God. Number two, it trains them, all right? So that's my little golden nugget for today, all righty. How many of you are business owners? Those employees are your assignment, right? The way you do life, the way you do business, the way that you treat them, those are your assignments, and your assignment is that you would shine with the life of God and the love of God, that they would want to know the Lord and then have their own assignment, all right? How many of you are retired? Working on it. Guess what your assignment is? Retirement. Okay, now, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a guy who thought he was in retirement, okay, and he thought he had it figured out, and then God dumps at the last minute, not an everlasting minute with God, and God gives him his assignment. All right, we're going to talk about this guy in a minute, okay, but listen, God is never done with you. So I just to pull hair out. If I speak to one other delightful retired person that says, and I start asking what they're doing, and they're doing nothing, that just really makes me boil. You are never done with your assignment. I don't care. The day before you check out and go to heaven, you're still not done with your assignment, okay? All right, Dee, be nice, okay. Number one, we are not living for ourselves. Who do we live for? And your assignment is to tell others and live big so they'll see and want what you have, all right? And listen, God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross because he wanted to give us access to heaven, all right? So that we would know his love. All right, calm down. Here we go. Ready? It's the most amazing life when you know your assignment. It is also the most difficult life some days, all right? I'll be honest with you, okay? But we want to finish our assignment, and we want to finish it well. So, all right, we're going to talk about Moses. We're going to talk about this guy who got his assignment. Quick story about Moses. Moses started out real humble as a baby, and then he's living in Egypt, okay, and Pharaoh has this decree, this law, any male babies were to be killed. So Moses' mother makes this basket out of reeds, sticks the baby Moses in, the Moses floats down, and guess who finds Moses? Everybody who's been in children's ministry should know this. Who? I love you guys. You get a lollipop. Okay, that's what we do downstairs. You get a question right. All right, so Pharaoh's daughter finds this baby in the basket, and I don't know if she couldn't have kids, but listen, she picked that baby up, loved that baby. It was her baby. She took care of him, and he became a very privileged child, right? He had access to every wealth, every power, every teaching. He was raised in Pharaoh's court. Whew! All right. Then one day, Moses is on an assignment that Pharaoh gave him. So he's probably riding around, okay? He's on his assignment, and he sees an Egyptian taskmaster being really cruel to this Hebrew slave, and something just exploded in him. He was livid. He was mad. He was angry, and you know the rest of the story. He ends up by killing this Egyptian taskmaster for being so cruel to this Hebrew slave, all right? And really, that's part of his assignment. Wink, wink, I'll tell you about it in a minute. But really, God had a greater assignment for Moses, okay? And because he really didn't understand why he felt so connected to this Hebrew slave. But there's an assignment there, all right? Now, do you know what happened to Moses for the next 40 years? He's on the backside of a mountain in Midian. And you know what he's doing? He's a shepherd with stinky, smelly, dumb sheep for 40 years on the backside of a mountain, okay? And he's doing this, and he's probably having this conversation. God, like, what? I'm over here? What's going on? All right? I would have that conversation. Now, while he's on the backside of the mountain, while he's a shepherd shepherding sheep, okay, guess what? He is learning skills. Wink, wink. When you're on your assignment, this one, till you get to that one, are you learning skills? Okay, he's on the backside of the mountain taking care of sheep. He's learning skills. He's learning how to teach them to walk the right way. He's learning how to protect them. He's learning how to feed them the good food. He's getting trained on the backside of the mountain, being a shepherd, for his next assignment. Anybody on an assignment? Yes, you are. All right, so let me think. So I used to say this. Thank you, Jim Cashman. I'm on a journey, and I found out I got it wrong. Because a journey, there, yes, I am, but a journey starts, the trip starts here, and then you're on the journey to this point here. But you know everything in the middle? Everything in the middle, from when you start over here and get over here, is your assignment. Your assignment. Everybody say, my assignment. My assignment. You have an assignment, okay? So, all those things that you find yourself in today, on your job with your parenting and your kids and your marriage, all those things right there, those are the assignments that God's going to lead you to who you are. All those things that you're in right now, all right? And the second part of that is that assignment is going to take you to know who you are so you can tell others who he is so they can get their assignment. Isn't that wonderful? So you're on an assignment. Praise God. Let's turn. Oh, okay. So we have these assignments, and we sometimes have problems. And I'm going to go over some problems, and they're every single problem that I had in my assignment. And yeah, because I didn't. It wasn't a perfect road, okay? So I'm going to share some problems that Moses had, and they're every single one that I had, but here we go. And the thing is, we have these assignments, but we sometimes have problems, and the problems, one, is we struggle to finish the assignment. I quit, all right? So we struggle to finish the assignment, and the second thing is if we don't finish the assignment, we think, well, the assignment's done. Well, it's not, all right? So we have an assignment, we have assignments, and we want to finish it well. All right, so open up to Exodus chapter 3. We're going to pick up our story about Moses, ready? Now, this is where he is now, and this is where he's going to get his assignment, the next assignment, all right? And we kind of got this burning bush going on. Okay, this burning bush, so it actually was not uncommon. I mean, he's on the backside of a desert, and they got these roughy, scruffy bushes, okay? And, you know, he just saw this bush burning. I was like, I see that all the time. Man, I've seen that happen before. Because bushes, now this is what bushes that he saw all the time, they burn up, and then they burn down. So he's like, And all of a sudden he's like, whoa, this bush is burning. This bush is burning and burning and burning. Okay, so that caught his attention. Not that he saw a burning bush, but this one that kept burning. So he walks up to the burning bush, right? Kind of creeps up there, and guess who starts talking? The Lord God starts talking, right? And God's like, Moses, don't come too close. This is holy ground, all right? So what does Moses do? He steps back. And you know, the crazy thing about that is that when we have a moment. And Emma was touching on it. I just want to kiss that guy. So cute. All right. But, you know, we have these moments, okay? where God is talking to us and he's giving us our assignment. And we're like, whoa, I don't know if I don't, oh no, oh gosh, I don't know if I want to hear this, okay? All righty. So Moses steps back when he's getting his assignment. But you know what's so cute about God is God didn't step back. God didn't say, oh, they left. I'm not, oh, no, God just pushed in. God just pushed in and he continued to speak to Moses. Okay, you all let... Moses is getting his assignment. Ready? Exodus 3:10. Here's his assignment. Ready? Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people, Israel, out of Egypt. Okay. So this is what Moses found out, and this is really what I found out. Every time you get an assignment from God, I don't know about you, but there's like this struggle going on. Like, God, you know, I don't know if I can do this. God, I'm going to take a lot of time on my life, all right? So we're going to go through the rest, a couple chapters of Moses, and there's actually 5 struggles or problems. We're only going to go through 3. We're going to see if we can get through 2. We're going to go through 3 today, all right? So I'm going to read it again. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt. Problem number 1, if you're taking notes, first problem, this is Moses, and this is everything that's happened in my life, and most of you would say yes, me too. Ready? We question our ability to do the assignment. And for me, it was all my insecurities. Okay? We question our ability to do the assignment. I don't know if I know enough. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I've lived long enough. I don't know. All right? We start questioning. Question, okay? Or, God, you put me, this is Moses, this is me too. Ready? God, you put me in a bunch of these front people to talk. It's going to be bad, God. Oh, God, you know, go get somebody else. No, I'm not your girl. And Moses was like, I'm not your guy. Anybody ever tell God, I'm not your guy, not your girl? Okay. Now we're going to read in verse 11, Moses' response. He actually has a protest. I call it the 2-year-old temper tantrum in front of the candy aisle. But I'll be polite. He has this protest. How many of you have ever asked your kids, given them a job, an assignment, right? Go clean up your room, or go empty the dishwasher, and they protest. Not too bad. How about this one? Go help your sister clean up her room. Okay, that protest face, yours just all said, oh, sure, right. Okay, that protest face of your kids, Moses had the same face going on. He did, I'm telling you. Okay, so God gives him his assignment. And then he has a protest, like a kid. Here we go. Verse 11. Turn my page. Here we go. Verse 11. Exodus 3:11. Protest, but Moses protested to God. Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people out of Israel? Okay, listen. I don't know about you, but I have had some assignments from the Lord throughout my life, like, God, I can't do that. I don't know enough. It's going to take too much work. Better yet, it's going to be painful to do the work, God. You know, God, I just, you know, protest, all right? God, I don't think I can do it, God. Okay, protest, all right? Now, God gives him assignment, everyone assignment. Then he has the protest. And now God gives him the solution. God gives him the answer, okay? Listen, guys, the solution is we serve a God who not only loves you and hears you, but he wants to answer you. That's the solution, and Emma nailed it. I'll tell you what. You know, guys, your kid is so cute and just nailed it. We are so busy, right? We are so busy, though, talking to him that we forget to listen, right? Listen, I tell God all sorts of things. Complain. All right, anybody just go in telling him, blah, 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 all right? But the thing is, do we get quiet? Do we sit quiet to listen? Because he's talking, all right? And he desperately wants to give you your answers to your problems, all right? But listen, we live in a lifestyle, Jesus calls it the busyness of life, where we quick, and then we go, 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 and then we run, 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 okay? And we're not sitting still, and we're not listening, okay? But you know what's so cool about God? So God gives Moses his assignment, Moses has his protest, and then God has his answer, okay? And God just grabs hold of Moses, and he goes, sit down here, buddy. We're going to talk, and I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you, okay? So, verse 12, let's move on. Here we go. So, we had his problem, he had his protest. Here's the solution, verse 12. God answered, I will be with you, and when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on the mountain. On the mountain where you're taking care of those smelly sheep. All right. You know, I read that verse there, and I go, what? God is going to be with him. Everybody say, God's going to be with me. He is, all right? But the thing is, you know, God has more confidence in you than you have in you or him. Yeah, because listen, look at this is God's confidence. Hey, I'm going to be with you. God, he's telling him he's going to be with him. And then he's already seeing this because he knows he just knows God's. And he goes, look, and when you bring him out, God has confidence you're going to bring him out. When you bring him out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. Woo! Okay, so everybody say, God has confidence in me. Period. Yeah. God has confidence in me. All right. If you're taking notes, here's a new one for you. Here we go. Taking notes, this is a good one. To finish our assignment is not dependent on me. To finish my assignment is not dependent on me, but with who is with me. I'm telling you, you get your assignments. I can't do that. No, no, no. To finish, to do my assignment is not dependent on me. It is who's with me, all righty? So, you know, I thought about it. Doesn't that take the pressure off of the assignment? Thought about me. The Most High God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who loves me, the one who hears my prayers and answers my prayers. Okay, take the pressure. Amen. All right, so it's not dependent on you. It's the one who's with me, all right? Now, while raising four kids, I included people in my life to raise my kids. My husband, you gave me these kids. Two, I had some really good friends. My friend Pam. Wow. Actually, I picked her to be my friend because she knew about raising kids. Okay, I included grandparents, okay, teachers, coaches. I included them to help me. Amen? Okay, now, when I'm walking through my life, my journey, and I hit a struggle, okay, and I've had a few, I have included people in my life, people who I know love me, trust me, I trust them, I feel safe, I know they're not going to judge me, I include them in my life, all right, to be with me, all right? So, let's read verse 12 again, and God answered, I will be with you. And when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain, all right? So Moses was not alone on his assignment. Praise God. If you're taking notes, listen to this one. You are not alone on your assignment. That should be your post-it note for the next month, all right? God has given you the Holy Spirit to help lead and walk you through your assignment so you can finish your assignment. God has given you the Holy Spirit, all right? Now, I love the Holy Spirit. Oh, gosh, man, do I love the Holy Spirit. I wear them out some days, okay? I just love, and some of you might be here and go, I don't know nothing about the Holy Spirit. Well, let me tell you about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you on the in-betweens, on your assignment, all right? And so when I remember when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, it probably took a couple of months till I was like, ooh, the Holy Spirit. But when I found about that Holy Spirit, I found out he was called the teacher. What? I have a spiritual teacher, all right? Then I found out he was called the comforter. What? Yeah, I have a comforter. And when no one's around and I need some comforter, I call in the Holy Spirit. Shh, just love it. Just love it. Okay? And when I'm feeling, you can fill in the words for that. Okay? I call on the Holy Spirit. He gives me comfort. And he leads me and guides me. All right? And he'll tell me, D, you have a Savior who loves you and has given you everything. And he's given you me, the Holy Spirit, that'll help you walk you through your life, through your assignment. I was like, yeah, I love the Holy Spirit. All right. So all your assignments, you are never alone. Ever say, I am not alone. Okay. Now, remember the story about Jesus? It's the Last Supper, and he's having dinner with the 12, okay? He's having dinner with them, and he's like, hey, guys, I just want to tell you I'm leaving. And they have a protest, right? They have a meltdown protest. What? You can't leave us? Oh, no. How dare you? Oh, no. How are we going to live? Okay? And Jesus goes on to say, in the King James, he says, it is expedient that I go. Strong's Concordance tears that apart, and it says, it is to your advantage that I go. It is to your benefit that I go. All right, now they're having a meltdown. They're having a meltdown, but Jesus says, hey, I have to go. It is profitable for you if I go. Now, Jesus was God in the flesh on the planet, right? And he had an assignment, and he's telling them, I'm going to finish my assignment, and when I finish my assignment, I'm going to go, but because I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit that'll be with you, righty? All right, and he's telling them, listen, this is my assignment. I'm going to finish my assignment. I'm going to finish it well. And it's to your benefit I go, right? All right. It is to your advantage. So Jesus is saying, I'm leaving, but I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the teacher, the standby, the advocate, and all of that, okay? And this Holy Spirit, unlike Jesus, can be with everybody, anytime, any situation, all over the planet. Jesus could only be over here to talk to you, and then he had to run over here to talk to you all, and then he had to stand on a mountain to talk to them all. But the Holy Spirit, and this is why it was the benefit, advantage, expedient that I go, because this Holy Spirit will be with you and you and you all the time. That's a good deal. Everybody said, that is a good deal. I'm not telling you, it's a good deal. All right, so here's our second problem when God gives us our assignment that Moses had and I've had. Here we go. We focus on the what if. What if, all right? What if? What if it doesn't work out? What if I start this business and I fail? What if I commit myself to the Lord and stop doing this and this, and then I really fall on my face, okay? Or God, I have tried to walk close to you, but it's just, what if? All right? Anybody say, what if? Okay? Okay. The what ifs stop us from doing our assignment, all right? And this is what God says. That's okay. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you, all right? Okay? And well, what if I mess up? That's okay. I'm going to be with you. And you know that mess up? I just call that a learning experience. Yep, and I'm going to be with you. And you can take that. And as I love to say, I'm a day older and a little smarter. I say that all the time, okay? So, what if, here's a good one. What if I go to school and I learn da-da-da-da-da, and when I graduate with my da-da-da-da-da degree and I can't get a job? What if? Well, what am I going to do? That's okay, right? What if, this was mine. What if I have kids and I end up by being a bad parent? Like, I don't know what to do. That's okay, all right? Doesn't matter your what ifs. Everybody say it doesn't matter, all right? So God gives him his assignment, and this is his second protest. Turn over to Exodus 4, verse 1. This is his second protest. God's given him assignment, and he's just, what if, ready? But Moses protested again. What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say the Lord's never appeared to me? Okay, God is hearing Moses. God's hearing him and his insecure feelings, okay? Now, you have to remember that Moses is going to be sent back to the people that knew him when he was in Egypt. They knew who he was and they knew how come he got kicked out of Midian over here. He knew who he was in Egypt, and they know all about him. And God's asking him, the assignment is to go to those people that know you inside out, upside down, and this is tough. This is difficult, all righty? And he's like, he's having a meltdown. He's having a protest. He's struggling, all right? And listen to what God says. Oh, wait, I got ahead of myself. But here's the thing. The person that Moses was in Egypt and the person who Moses was on the backside of the mountain in Midian for 40 years is a totally different person. He has a different assignment, right? He's different. He has a different assignment. Okay, so verse 2, Exodus 4, verse 2. I love this. Except for, here we go. So he's got his assignment. He's having a second meltdown, second protest, all right? And he's going, what if, what if, what if? And God's like, I got you covered. But listen what he says. Ready? Then the Lord looked, and then the Lord asked him, what's in your hand? And Moses said, oh, a shepherd's staff, okay? And God says, hey, listen, I'm going to send you on an assignment, and I am going to equip you. Everybody say, I am equipped for the assignment God gave me. Let me tell you, that was my mantra. Because I was doing the what ifs, what ifs, what ifs, what ifs, okay? Okay, listen, what's our song? God makes a way where there is no way. God will bring and do when he gives you an assignment, all right? God, listen, he loves you. He gave you the assignment. And if he gave you the assignment, he'll give you the instructions. He'll give you whatever. He'll give you the gifts. He'll give you the calls and the talents and stuff if he gave you assignment. Say, I got it. And really, God's got it, right? All right, okay. So God says, hey, Moses, what do you have in your hand? And he goes, I have a staff, all right? And then Moses is like, but God, what if, what if, what if, what if they don't listen to me? What if they think this, okay? And then he says, Moses, I gave you the assignment. You're going to go to tell the people what I told them, that they're to let my people go, okay? And if they don't believe you, that's what's in your hand? The staff. He says, let it go. And what happens? The staff turns into a snake. Whoa! And Moses picks it up and it becomes a staff. And then God says, okay, Moses, I gave you the assignment, and I'm going to be with you, so stop it with the what ifs. So, and Moses is like, but what if? Second what if. And well, if they don't believe you the first time, if they don't believe the second time, he said, here, just stick your hand inside your coat and pull it out. It's all leprosy, which is gross and gook. And then stick it back in and it's clean. All right, so he's telling them, for every one of your what ifs, he's telling them, I got you. Then God says, okay, if they don't believe the first one, if they don't believe the second one, this one, they'll believe. Don't worry, they're going to believe. He said, you know, take some water from the Nile and throw it down, it turns into blood. And he says, they will believe. I have had temper tantrums before the Lord, given him my what ifs, what ifs, what ifs. And you know what I found out? He's got me. He's bringing me through. He's got it, okay? So not only did God give him instructions, he actually gave him and equipped him, and he was talking to him, all right? So we have our assignments, and sometimes we have these problems, really, and we're like, we forget what God has put in our hand. We forget what God has put in our hand. And I'm going to tell you what, this is always accessible. God has put this in your hand, and it has answers to everything. Absolutely, absolutely. And when you can't figure it out, God will send people into your life. James is a half-brother of Jesus, and in the book of James, and I forgot to write down where it says, but it goes like this. You're not blessed by hearing the word of God. You're blessed by doing the word of God. So, here we go. If you're taking notes, write this one down. We are not to focus on the what ifs. We are to be obedient to what God asked us to do. Just obey. Oh, my kids could have made $1 million every time I said that word. You need to obey your mommy and daddy. You need to obey. Dad, obey. Obey. They have a song. Preschool, we had a song. We have a song. I love that one. Okay? Obey. You just need to obey. Okay? Here's the next one. Write this down. When you follow, ready? When you follow Jesus, obedience is your part The outcome's God's part. The obedience when he talks to you about your assignment or anything, that's my part, all right? And the outcome is his part. Talk about take the pressure off. Come on, all right? All right, we're going to do this. We can do this. Here we go. Problem number three with our assignments that Moses had and I had. Ready? Here, write this down. We think we're alone in our assignment. We think we're alone in our assignment. We think we're alone. Exodus 4:13. This is Moses' last plea, okay? When he thought the assignment that God was giving him was too much and that he was going to be alone, all right? Here we go. Exodus 4:13. But Moses again pleaded, Lord, please send anyone. Please, please, please. All righty. God, send anybody. Don't send me. God, I can't. Listen, I'll tell them who you should pick, and you should pick that person. God, you got the wrong person. God, send any. Please, 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 God. Please, no way, Jose. Please send somebody else, okay? And you know what? Praise God. Isn't it funny we're always telling God what he can't do? I know. Wait a minute. He's God. And we're telling him who we are, not really. And he's trying to tell you who you are. Amen. All righty. So please, God, please, God, please send somebody else. Okay, here's the solution. Okay, we got our problem. We got our meltdown. We got our protest. Here's the solution. Exodus 4:14. Then the Lord became angry. Really, that word is displeased. The Lord was not happy, okay? He was displeased with Moses, and okay? Then the Lord became very displeased with Moses. All right, Moses, I heard you, I get it, okay? All right? And God goes, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? He knows how to speak well. And look, he's on his way to meet you. He will be delighted to see you. Verse 15, talk to him and put the words in his mouth. I will be with both of you as you speak. I will instruct both in what to do. Verse 16, Aaron will be your spokesperson to the people. He will be your mouthpiece, and you will stand in the place of God for him, telling him what to say. I love that. You know, I just feel like God's going, I get it, I love you, all right? Okay, the first thing you had a meltdown, you didn't want to do what I asked you to do, the second thing you didn't want to do, and I get it, you know, you look around, and you know, I know I'm the most important thing in your life, but I know you can't see me, and sometimes I know you can't sense me, and I get it, you know, and sometimes I give you the word, okay, and you're just not thinking it's going to work. God gets it. You know, he's not shaming you because you're having your meltdown. He doesn't. Well, sometimes he doesn't shame you, but he'll talk to you, okay? And God goes, Moses, I hear you. And guess what? I hear you. I'm going to send your brother to be the mouthpiece, the one that you trust, the one that you know, okay? And he will speak for you, but I will speak to you to tell him what to say, all righty? Deuteronomy 31, we're talking about Moses feels like he's alone. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Ready? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. How many of you believe that? All right. I had a meltdown last week, and the Lord brought that to me. He goes, don't you believe me? It's like, oh, okay, all right. And listen, that's the word of God. I will be with you. I'll not forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. I'll be with you, okay? And maybe you're in the worst situation. You are in this difficult situation. Or maybe you're not in a difficult situation. You don't even have to ask God, you know, to help you out. God says, I'm going to be with you. I'll be with you in your worst situation. I'll be with you when you don't have any worse situations. Wouldn't you like that for a whole week? All right? God says, I'm going to be with you, all right? And maybe you feel like, man, God, this assignment you gave me is too hard. God, I don't have what it takes. That's okay. God said he's going to be with you. Everybody say he's going to be with you. All right. So, third problem. We think our assignment, we're on it alone. We think we're on alone, all right? And God answers with a solution. He says, that's okay. That's okay, Moses. Moses, I'm going to send you a brother, okay? We'll figure this out. He's going to be your spokesperson, the person you love, the person you trust, the person you feel safe. Okay, he's going to be with you, all right? Now, Moses has had the assignment. He's had all his pleading, all his protests, right? Okay? And God says, you're not alone. You're not alone, all right? Now, everybody say, we're not alone. So God says you're not alone, he's with you. But you know what God does also? Just like Paul, he established the local church. The local church was God's creation. And the local church, by the way, everybody say, I'm in the local church. Alrighty? The local church is where you come. The local church is where you can rest. The local church is where you get taught. The local church is where you can develop in your calling and your assignment. Amen? The local church. All right. So the local church is where you learn how to everyday stuff and then use it for the Lord. And then the local church is a place where you can connect with other people, like grow groups, connect groups, life groups, whatever you want to call. All right? Grow groups are part of the local church where you don't have to be alone. Okay, yes, God's with me, but he's got a local church. And then we have this thing called grow groups. Grow groups are actually like small mini churches in a big church. Right? Alrighty? And people, I love people, people. Pastor D, I don't really know anybody. Go to a grow group. I don't know anybody, Pastor. Go to a grow group, okay? All right? And then in the grow group, you're going to meet some other people. You're going to study the Word of God with other people, and they might be people that you're studying the Word of God that know more than you do that are going to help you pull you along. Grow groups, okay? They're going to teach you, and you're going to grow in your understanding of who God is, and you won't say, I don't know anybody, all right? Okay, so we have the local church. We've got grow groups. And then, okay, this is, you know, God is with us, but we have the local church where, and then grow groups, and then you can join a team of other people. Novel idea, Pastor D. Yeah, you can join a team where you get to meet other people, all right? And then some Sunday you don't show up for a couple weeks. They're like, ooh, I didn't see Susie Q. They get on the phone right away because you were on their team. And we're like, I haven't seen her. I'm going to give her a call because they care and they're going to pray for you. All right. Local church is amazing. I love it. All right. All right. So this is what God does in the body of Christ with brothers and sisters of Christ. They come alongside you, okay? They walk with you. They encourage you. They will help you with your assignment and might call you accountable to it. Come on, all right? Local church, praise the Lord, all right? If you're taking notes, write this down. We're going to wrap, okay? You got Moses, and he's protesting, and he's having his temper tantrums and pleading with God, and they write this down. Even in our discomfort, Moses, me, to finish our assignment, our Father will provide a way for us to complete it and finish it. All right. So, Pastor D, no, D, you messed up. God doesn't grade you on your mess ups. Oh, you got a D on that paper. No, God doesn't grade you when you mess up. He loves you. Matter of fact, what do we say? If you have a mess up, he's never going to leave you. He's going to say, oh, learning experience. And then, you know, once you figure out, I shouldn't do that again, then you go tell the next person. Because you learned, right? Praise God, learning. I love it, I love it, I love it. So, God is not finished with you, all righty? And I really, everything in your assignments, just help you grow. They just help you grow, right? Those mistakes and all that stuff. Now, help me grow. Thank God I met Jesus. Really, he was after me. I'm telling you what. And then I had 4 kids. And I want to tell you, they were a part of my assignment that I was going to learn bunches. You know what 4 kids will do with you? Well, besides being a wife, a mother, and a mom, and all that stuff, listen, they will help you on your assignment. You will now learn time management. You will learn money management. You will learn conflict resolution. Go sit in the corner. You go over here. All right? Also, I have a degree in elementary education, which I only taught 1 year. But everything I learned in that assignment, and my kids' assignment, and my wife assignment, brought me to this assignment. I don't know your assignment. Some of you, I got a twinkle. Okay, I got a twinkle. But don't minimize the assignments you're here, or better yet, the assignment you had over here that got you to here. Don't minimize it. This is an assignment from the Lord. Okay? Amen. Praise God. Love those assignments, all right? So here's my question. Don't raise your hand. Do you know your assignment? Write that down, okay? Do you know your assignments? Do you recognize your assignment? Do you know that your assignment today is actually building blocks for possibly your next assignment? Yeah, you have lots more assignments, okay? So where you are today are building blocks for your assignment, all right? And you know those ones, assignments that you thought, I bombed that one. Oh my gosh. Do you know that those were learning? Those are learnings. Yeah. Praise God. Okay. And then the question is, what did you learn? You know, I love to say I'm a day older and a little smarter, but you have to have learned something when you muff up. Sometimes it takes me a little while. Then I have people in my life that help me. Okay. But what'd you learn? Okay. What are you going to do? Whether you know your assignment or you don't know your assignment, I just want you to walk out of here knowing that God is with you. And He will, if you press in, you ask, you sit down, you get quiet, okay, He'll open your eyes to your assignment. All right? Praise God, praise God. Listen, He wants you to finish well. Praise the Lord. So I want to pray for everybody. Two groups, ready? If you're here and you know this God that we've been talking about, and you know that He loves you, that He died for you, and you know that you do have an assignment, but maybe you don't know the assignment, I want to pray for you, okay? Okay, so you know the Lord, and you know after being here that you have an assignment, but you may not know it, okay? So I want to pray for you. So would you just bow your heads and close your eyes? Praise God. Father, You love us so much. You love us so much. You have this endless love. It just causes me some days to lose my breath. And You love us so much that You sent Your Son Jesus to finish an assignment so that we... that assignment to die on a cross, to go to the grave and to be raised up. He finished this assignment so we could have access to You, that we could hear from You, that we would hear and know who You are and who we are and what our life assignment is. So Father, I pray that You would open people's eyes, who's ever saying, I don't even know. Just open our eyes, give us understanding to see our assignment, because God, we want to finish well. And Father, who's ever here and you're just struggling, you're doing the protest, you just believe in the lies, Father, I just thank You that you are drawing them and giving them the answer through Your word on their assignment, through others on their assignment. Father, I ask that You do a work in their hearts right now. And as the days go by, just reveal their assignments, Lord. I thank You, Holy Spirit. You're speaking. You're speaking. And hey, if you're like, I didn't hear anything, that's okay. Go home and just get quiet. Say, God, I know I have an assignment. God, I want to know what that is, and I want to finish well. I want to finish well. In Jesus' name, amen. Second group, hallelujah. If you're here and you don't know this Jesus that I've been talking about, and you don't know that He gave you an assignment, and if you don't know, I want to tell you there is a Father in heaven who loves you, that He sent His Son to die for you, to bring you to heaven and to give you an access. And today is a great day to know Him. to receive him. If you're here and you're like, well, you know, I'm not really talking if you've ever been to church, grew up in church, or any of that stuff, but I want to know if you're here and you have not had a personal relationship with Jesus, today is a great day. And he's standing there and he goes, come on, come to me. I have an assignment for you. I have life and life abundantly, and I have so much more for you. So if you would like to receive Jesus right now as your personal Lord and Savior, well, how about we all pray together, all right? So just nobody looking around, all right? Just we're just going to pray this together. Ready? Father, I'm in need of a Savior. I need Jesus. I realize I'm a sinner and I'm far from you. And Jesus is the way to you. So today, I surrender my life to you. I give you my life. Jesus, today, I accept you as my Savior, as my Lord, and I will follow you and serve you in my assignment all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Man, heaven goes berserk when somebody asks Jesus. That really comes home. So let's just go. Father, I thank you. I thank you for new life, new directions, new assignments, in Jesus' name. Hey, 1203, amazing, I believe in miracles. Why don't you all stand up? Altar ministers will come up front here. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, ask Jesus. We have a Bible, you know, the book of the directions of life for you, all right?